It's time for 5-Minute Advice for Authors, brought to you by Twin Flame Studios.
I'm Robin Pascoe. I'm an author. I'm a minimalist and I'm a philanthropist, according to my new website that I have. I'm an author of 5 books for expatriates. I used to write books for people moving and living overseas until about 10, 15 years ago. And now I've written a memoir about my life and about a lot of the traveling I did. It's called The Carry-On Imperative. It's a memoir of travel, reinvention, and giving back, which sums up my life. I've been a self-publisher, a regular publisher, been published by a regular publishing company. I've been a journalist. I'm a brand expert. I've done a lot of things. So that's one of my messages that I'll be talking about basically just carrying on with your life and just don't ever give up and keep doing stuff. So I'm sort of a representative of that. The most important thing I think readers will take away from my book, The Carry-On Imperative, is that it is really a book about resilience. It's my story about getting off on the wrong foot. My mother died when I was 12, and a week later, I broke my foot. And I was left to sit in a classroom because there was no one to pick me up. And when I was 16, when my father remarried, I lost a whole bunch of things all over again when he remarried. Despite that rough beginning, though, I've had an amazing life. And when I was writing my memoir, I thought, you know, and I was writing it during the pandemic, and I thought, I have a message here that just because you have a rough start in life doesn't necessarily mean that your life's going to turn out really bad. That it means that, you know, you can probably build some resilience along the way, that maybe the old saying of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger is going to actually feed a wonderful life. But the point is that despite a rough beginning, I have had an amazing life. And so that's the first positive message I want people to take away. And the second is that I'm 70 years old this year. I've just self-published, recorded an audiobook, done all this stuff. I like to say, ladies, it ain't over till it's over. You know, just keep going. You don't want to retire. You want to do stuff. At 60, I became a brand expert. Did I think I was going to do that? You know, I write all these stories in my memoir showing that, you know what, just keep going, just if that's what you want to do. And I hope I inspire other women to just carry on with their lives and carry on with their careers if that's what they feel like doing. So those would be the messages I want readers to take away. My advice for anyone starting out or just even contemplating at my age at 70 writing a life review, which is really what I was doing, you have to start your coursework in a PhD in humility. You have to start from a point of humility because there are so many books, and I write about it, I talk about it, that I once went to the Frankfurt Book Fair and saw that there were 9 football fields of titles represented at that fair, and that was 20 years ago, so I can't imagine what it is now. So the humility of understanding that there's a million writers out there and that, you know, your humble offering might not be something that suddenly becomes an overnight success, if ever. Having said that, though, my concrete piece of advice for writers starting out is, who is your audience? Who are you writing this book for? Because that will save your day. If you know specifically who you have in mind, who your reader is, you will gear your voice to that person. You will gear all the ideas you have towards eventually marketing this book once it's published. You will have a clear focus on who is the end user of your book. And that, I think, is an incredibly important piece of advice, because nowadays with so many books out there, how do you capture? I have taught writing. I've taught this sort of thing, and people go, oh, well, when do my royalty checks come in? And, you know, that. No. Start with this, you know, write the book. You have something to say. Now think about, you know, what'll happen eventually, but that's not the end product. My favorite part of working with Twin Flames wasn't just recording my book. I have to say that by giving me the opportunity to do the bonus content, that was the best part, because it, for someone like me who wants to promote my book using content, the ability to sit down and do that interview with Paul Stefano, who was fantastic, and draft the questions, it was so instructive. It made me realize these are the themes of my book. So in terms of speaking to him and creating a piece of audio for the end of my book, it was great, but it also gave me this marketing piece for myself. I went, oh, my book's about resilience. My book's about, you know, not giving up on Yosemite. My book's about, I went through all those pieces with him and I thought, wow, that was a lot of fun. The other thing that was so much fun was recording it, because I couldn't face going into a closet and recording it, you know, and worrying that my internet was going to go out. So I Googled sound studio near me and I found this lovely little sound studio with a young boy, a young engineer who was like maybe, you know, the same age as my son. We had so much fun. And when it was over, he said, I have to tell my mother about your book. I said, you know what? That's going to be my hashtag when I try to, you know, promote my book to younger people. Hashtag tell your mothers. It was just so much fun. And it was so much fun to hear it back. It was a dream of mine to actually record one of my books. I'd never done that. So from start to finish, it was a wonderful and very productive experience working with Twin Flames and making the audiobook.
Thanks for joining us on 5-Minute Advice for Authors. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe for more, and visit us at twinflamestudios.com.